that you be the instrument through which God delivers them from that captivity. And it comes by intercessory prayer, holding that person before the Lord and binding the power of Satan that is holding them captive. We have the authority in the name of Jesus over all the principalities and powers, for they are subject unto Him. And when we come against them in the name of Jesus, they must yield. And thus, through the power of the name of Jesus, we can set people free from the captivity of Satan. We can set them free from that binding force that he is exercising over them, that blinding influence that he has. Because people who are being held captive by Satan are also blinded, and they don't even realize their problem many times. For the God of this world, the scripture said, has blinded their eyes, and they cannot see the truth. And so through prayer, I can bind that work of Satan so that their eyes can be open. Through prayer, I can set them free from the power of Satan that is holding them, that influence that is keeping them bond, a slave and captive to those things. And I need to exercise this intercessory prayer in delivering them from the power of the enemy, that they might come into the glorious liberty and freedom in Jesus Christ. Therefore, because we are living in a dark world and the night is far spent, the only way we're going to survive is by putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and not making any provision for our flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It is a heavy spiritual warfare, and it's becoming heavier every day and is going to continue heavier every day until the Lord snatches us out of it. Things are not going to ease up. Evil days, the scripture said, shall wax worse and worse.